What up, world? Okay, we are back. We are back at the HOW conference, sort of from Austin, Texas.
That's right. Thanks for keeping Omaha safe for us, Nate.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that all day for you, Donovan. Keeping Omaha very safe. How are you keeping Austin?
We're doing pretty good. Tonight, right now, we've got Jen and Ken Visaki O'Grady are back here. We got Courtney back. He was on day zero. And we brought Clint Walking Stick in with us and Ron Hubbard. Clint, where are you from?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the middle of the middle of the middle of the middle.
What do you do there?
I'm a shop owner, and I create print marketing materials for financial counselors that teach people how to be debt-free.
That sounds a little more serious than I'm used to. So, Ron, maybe you can liven us up. Do you like work in porn or video games or something exciting for us?
No porn during the professional hours.
Okay, now you're actually on the HOW Advisory Committee, is that correct?
I am. It's very hard work.
Yeah, what does that entail? And where are you from as well? We forgot to ask that part.
From Jacksonville, Florida, which is also known as South Georgia. And I'm a graphic designer at my own firm. So what does the advisory council entail? A whole lot of nothing. They invite me, and then I come to the conference for a discount. So, and get to meet cool people.
That is a sweet deal. And way to sell it and act like you're like highly needed. I do enjoy this.
Actually, I'm very much needed. I did hook them up with a photographer this year. My girlfriend came with me, Tiffany Manning, and she's going to be – I'm giving a plug right now. Go to our website, tiffanymanning.com, commercial photography. Yeah, she'll be photographing tomorrow during the conference. So.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, what sessions did you guys go to? I'm gonna pass the mic around and kind of hand this out. Please introduce yourself, kind of tell us what you saw today and what you liked and hopefully what you hated.
I hated being nervous about speaking. This is Jen Visaki O'Grady, and it's the only thing I did today. I just crammed and did homework, and then I spoke with Ken.
Yeah, we didn't go to any sessions today. We just did a book signing and did our session, and that was it.
Main standout for me was Von Glitzka's session, very inspiring. It had everybody dancing at the end.
Glitzka shows was fantastic. This is Clint Walking Stick. I went to the spiel, as I'll call it, about indecisive clients and how to not, piss them off too badly and how to get a good thing out of them and get some good work done.
Okay, how was Vaughn's presentation? I've seen him present twice before. He was pretty good. I mean, kind of what more did he talk about, and what was the biggest thing you took out of it?
He talked a lot about just paying attention to what's around you, and really, if you have creative pursuits, just putting it out there because you never know who will happen across it and what might happen with those. I think it motivated me to actually get that Flickr account I've been thinking about for years.
Fantastic. Actually, coming in right now, we've got Armin Vitt and Debbie Millen here. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Dude, now, say hello to Debbie.
Nate says hi. Hi. Nate's on the other line. You guys are here. Armin here is running this mano a mano, and I think he's been hearing that we've been kind of trying to, trash talk it and everything. I've been trying to, and stuff throughout the couple of days, and it's going to set the record straight. Now, what is this that we're doing exactly, in your words?
So it's 16 players competing tournament style, they're competing tournament style, eliminating one after, eliminating half with each round, and we have, each person has to answer 2 out of 3 correctly to advance, and we have multiple choice questions, and they're fairly simple, but they get really hard towards the end, and they'll have our book, Graphic Design Reference, to look for the answers if they don't know them offhand.
Now, since you were last on our podcast a few weeks ago, your book's actually, is it actually out in stores now?
It is, and it's actually in downstairs in the HOW bookstore, and it's shipping from Amazon. It started shipping like yesterday, so it's fresh from the oven.
And it's gorgeous.
It is. I did go look at it. It is good looking, but I've been studying it solid for the last 2 days, just getting ready for this thing. I've actually ditched the whole conference, just studying up, just to let you, the other contestants here, know about this. I don't know about you guys, but that's what I've been doing. So what sessions did you two attend today?
Well, I was attending sessions that I was asked by HOW to introduce speakers in. So I was assigned different presentations that I went to as an honorary HOW staffer to read the housekeeping and make sure that cell phones were turned off and stuff like that.
Okay, and how is this conference rated next to other conferences you've been to in the last few years?
Well, I guess Armin really said it best. He thought that the women were much hotter here than at other conferences he's been to recently. So, I think that's a pretty solid point of differentiation.
Or is it because it's so hot that everyone's got to wear shorts and such? That could be part of it as well. You never know.
I actually would like to quote Armin again. I was actually about to tweet this. I think that for those that might be listening, they might be aware that, unfortunately, very sadly, Farrah Fawcett died today. And also Michael Jackson was rushed to the hospital in Los Angeles, apparently suffering from cardiac arrest. And I've read several accounts that he wasn't actually breathing when they brought him to the hospital. And when I told Armin that, he said, wow, it's been a really bad day for 80s icons.
Now, what are you guys most looking forward to over the next tomorrow for the event?
I'm looking forward to Mano a Mano being over.
Okay, and that's tonight at 8:30.
Once I will survive that. You know, we're battling against each other, so one Vasaki O'Grady will go to the next round. That's what I'm
saying. Just going to concede victory to Jen immediately because I have to go home with her.
Smarter that way. That's smart.
And I've got to go up against some ex-Pentagram employee that I don't know. So it's just going to be brutal. I mean, I'm feeling a little, you know, sandbagged yet again from this whole thing.
I looked at the book in the bookstore during our book signing, and it's, I don't know, I thought I could maybe study ahead of time if I had like another 1,000 hours. Yeah, pretty impressive amount of work, though.
Oh, you're talking about how much actual content is in the book.
God, yeah. Oh, I'm totally making my students read that.
Yeah, how much more work was it to do with that much more content as compared to, say, like your Word It book that was mainly just large photos?
Oh, it's like, I think the capture, well put, by the way, well played. I would say it's at least 100,000 more words than Word It. And in terms of images, we're right up there. We have a lot of pretty nice images, too, in the new book. But word-wise, we wrote 115,000 words.
Wow.
How many photos are in it, Armin?
There are 2,000 in there, Debbie.
Wow. That's, I mean, even trying to dig that up is just, I mean, that's just a feat in itself.
I want to know how long it took to write.
The whole process was almost, it was a full year of actual hard work of writing and looking for images, and then 6 months of banging our head against the desk and figuring out how we're going to actually do it and organize it. So 18 months from start to finish.
You had a better contract than us.
No.
We only had 9 months. Yeah. Your book is bigger, but we only had 9 months.
So, hey, Donovan.
Yeah, Nate.
You know what would be rad? Since a lot of our listeners are not at Howe, if maybe we got some more of the play-by-play of what actually went down at the conference today.
So we opened up, showed up, nice little breakfast, kind of went through the exhibitor part myself, headed over to see a speaker. Great story. Got to recheck for the guy's name, but he's in charge of a charity organization. Went to Vaughn, or actually I'd seen Vaughn speak twice. I was going to go to his, so instead I went to Daniel Schutzmith's thing. But I ended up seeing a total of 4 speakers today. And then tonight we have the Mano a Mano, as well as they have some event that some of the designers here bring in their own stuff to sell, which is the first year they've done that. What's kind of your guys' day been like, Clint?
Early morning, excellent breakfast, lots of speakers, lots of information. Gosh, they should send you home with an extra book just to study for all the stuff they give you. But excited about the pub crawls.
Late start this morning. I had too many beers last night with Donovan. And then a little Starbucks. Saw a little bit of a speaker. Went to Vaughn's talk, which was great. And that kind of capped off the day right there, but then just saw DJ Stout. Some great work there.
They started early today, 5:30 a.m., did some blogging, and then went for a run. And then we came here and saw Vaughn Glitchko. He was great. He was really funny. And he has a great voice. Unlike mine, I have a funny accent, but he has a funny voice. Then I saw Dave Werner talk about video games. He's a great, great speaker. Really fun work. And then I saw a little bit of DJ Stout. And then I had a chat with my realtor about my house in Brooklyn, which is not it doesn't have a happy ending yet.
My day started out watching Armin blog and watching him run from my horizontal position on his living room couch. Then got here and I've been working the conference. I've had to monitor all the different sessions that I've been in this morning with Nick Tortorella, which was amazing. Talked about strategic consulting for designers. And then we had an amazing lunch at Habanas. I had the best Cuban sandwich I've ever had in my life. And then once again, work in the conference in the afternoon, one with John Couch, who is amazing, talking about designing for more than one screen.
Any type of screen that holds images. So it could be television screen, it could be iPod screen, it could be, did I already say computer? We're not keeping track. So any type of screen. But he also showed some remarkable, he showed screens that are actually bendable now. And the way that they're holding light is completely different. He talked about augmented reality with screens. So it was pretty remarkable. And then after that, I was working the room for Megan Slabinski, who was talking about negotiation tactics, which was really, really interesting. And now I'm here.
Jen and I got up this morning at 6, reworked our presentation yet again, kind of hid out in our room until it was time to go for our sound check. Check and then did our presentation and then went out to lunch and now we're here.
Oh, well, okay. So I did go see the Vesakio O'Grady's. Their presentation was great. And just to be on the record, I think they outdrew DJ Stout. It might be close, but I think they outdrew him at his own home turf. I think Pentagram might be kind of upset about this, but that's what happened. And DJ tried bringing out all the whistles. He showed all his magazines and then he ended with the videotape of him standing on a platform banging a sheet of metal trying to get some cows' attention, like real cows, for a photo shoot for some dairy magazine.
I just want to say that we bought a red phone and we just plugged it in our hotel room and we expect the Pentagram will be calling soon.
Yeah, I would be slightly worried. But you guys did get main stage, which is great. So I guess what they do is they kind of, from what I hear, is people, when they register, you sign up for the things and they see who's conferences or what's going to be the highest attended, and you guys got the big stage, so congrats to you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why we're here.
You guys did great.
If you think a video of DJ banging on a can to get a cow's attention, you should see the videos I have of Michael Baruth.
Do you have any of these? Can we get access to them? YouTube, maybe?
I'm selling them to TMZ.
I can only hope they're as entertaining as the fake Beirut that was on Twitter. Okay, this is day two at the How Conference. We're doing a little wrap-up, but what we're going to do is we're going to do the Taboo typeface.
Oh, hey, why? How about worst typeface they've seen at the How Conference?
Ooh, Nate wants worst typeface you've seen at the How Conference. We're going to start over here with Clint's taking it.
I got a handout that was actually set in Comic Sans. But, you know, Comic Sans, I think, should be retired or just taken off computers unless you're designing something that has something to do with comic books.
Okay, Ron?
And nothing's jumped out to me. I mainly just keep an eye out for Hobo and Papyrus and make sure those aren't around. Haven't seen those, so we're safe.
Okay, Armin, what do you got for us?
You know, even though How is hosting, there's just like a little bit too much like Rosewood and Tuscan typefaces, and I think it's a little obvious for Texas. I think, you know, a little Gotham would have been better.
Well, that's because you just moved from New York. But I tell you what, we'll ask you this question again after you've been in Austin for a year, and you'll be like a big cowboy hat in the boots, and you'll be all sold on it. Everything you own will have one star. Okay, Jen?
I have not seen any poor typeface usage while I've been here, but I am no fan of Hobo or Critter.
Critter? Which, I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's made out of animals.
Oh, that's really all I need to hear about it. Okay, and Kent?
You know, I'm not a fan of Optima, but I haven't seen it.
Totally didn't vote for McCain.
Oh, wasn't Optima in your presentation? You guys had the Vietnam Wall. I mean, so...
Still not a fan.
Yeah.
All right, Donovan, I think that's about going to do it for day two. Big thanks to everybody out there, even though they cannot hear me at all, so I'll trust you to pass that along. Tune in tomorrow for... day three. Is day three the final day, Don? Is tomorrow the last day? Or is
tomorrow's the last day we're recording, but we do have a half day on Saturday.
Oh, hell. Okay, well, it just keeps on going. Okay, good luck tonight. We will check in, let everyone know. You should do like some sort of like post-wrap-up thing on the Mono a Mono thing, and hopefully have lots of photos.
Okay, so, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Let's do that. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Peace out.
We'll be right back.